Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Super Mega Cast. This is episode 22, and we got some fun stuff to talk about today. It has been a whole week since the last podcast. Isn't that crazy, Ryan?
It's crazy, especially since that's the given schedule that
every
we gave.
Every single week, you know, yeah, wow.
On a Thursday.
Anyway, guys, I am Matt Watson.
I'm Ryan McGee.
There he is.
You can find us on Twitter.
Or Facebook. Find us on Facebook.
No.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, they can't, actually. Yeah. Well, they can. They just can't.
Well, that's a challenge now, so.
Fuck. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We have no idea what we're going to talk about today, but we're going to see where conversation will take us. So, Ryan, you want to start the conversation, buddy?
Sure. Speaking of movies, I went to go see... See, that's how forgettable this movie is that I saw.
What did you see?
Girl on the Train.
Girl with the Train tattoo?
Yeah. It's Girl on the Train. I can't remember who it's directed by, but it's kind of like in the group of those novels, like Gone Girl. It's not by the same author as Gone Girl or anything, but it has that same feel, like mystery, but faulted humans. Long story short, I didn't enjoy it, and I think the book probably should have just stayed a book. I didn't read the book, but I'm just saying the movie wasn't good. If the book was good, then that should have been it. There shouldn't have been this. But if the book is bad and the movie's bad, then maybe they make one happy family. Who knows?
Well, I remember you showed me the trailer for this movie like a couple months ago, and you were like, oh, I'm so excited. It looks good. I want to see it.
Yeah, because it kind of reminded me of Gone Girl and like David Fincher-esque like thrillers in a way. Like, yeah. Did you ever see Zodiac?
No.
It's really good. You should.
Is it by chance about the Zodiac Killer?
Yeah. It has Robert Downey Jr., Jake Gyllenhaal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, isn't Jake Gyllenhaal, doesn't he play, like, the Zodiac?
No, he plays some, like, reporter, I think, who's trying to figure it out. Like, he's really good at, like, solving the Zodiac shit or something.
They never solved that, which is, like, so weird to me. They still, like, don't know who that guy is. But there's that guy that claims it was his dad, and he wrote a book about it, like, exposing his father as the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we all know who the Zodiac Killer is.
And you mean, talking about Mr. Cruz?
Yeah.
Ted Cruz?
Yeah, Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Speaking of Ted Cruz, one of our viewers sent us something to our P.O. box that we missed in our unboxing video that we totally didn't mean to. Our manager, Brent, found it this morning, but this girl sent us this really nice letter.
But someone already opened our letter. That's the thing.
I know.
Someone opened our shit.
Vernon. But
he's got to get his little grubby hands on anything he can.
Open it all up. But to Zenobia, we're sorry we didn't open up your thing, but we got the book you sent us, which is a book of like a bunch of cool facts, so thank you very much.
Just give us five real quick.
Here's 11 people who mysteriously vanished, Ryan.
Yeah?
Louis Le Prince, France, 1890.
That's not interesting. I don't know these people. Is there one about elephants somewhere?
Keep flipping. Something about elephants.
Or just find something small, short, interesting.
Here we go. 18 most pro-gay governments.
What's number one?
Canada, I think.
Where's the United States in that? If the United States isn't on that, that's...
No, the United States is the very end. I just don't know how this is ranked.
Let me see.
Oh, I think... Oh, United States is not winning, though. It's not on the front. Check that book out, Ryan. Read me something interesting.
Okay. 11 things attributed to aliens.
All right, let's...
Crop circles, cow mutilation, nuclear missile failure, Machu Picchu, Eastern Island heads, the moon.
What?
Yeah.
The moon?
Stonehenge. Pyramids.
Ryan, as a kid, did you play with Thomas trains?
Maybe, or... Are those ones with the little magnet heads and butts where you can connect them using magnets?
Yeah, they have like...
They always had them in
the faces.
Like Books a Million and Barnes & Noble.
Dude, I was obsessed with those. I still have like 4 boxes of just like the different characters, like the trains.
Yeah.
And then like 5 boxes of the like the tracks. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm a grown man, but I would still, if there was no one around, I would sit down with those and I would still definitely build like a town and play with those.
I never had my own set, but I mean the major thing that I did with them is I tried to see how many train carts I could connect until like the magnetic kind of weight took over and broke the chain.
It's exactly 12. You know that?
That's how many licks it takes to get to the center of a juicy Tootsie Roll pop.
No, it's 3, Ryan.
1, 2.
3!
Owl goes crunch.
you should redub that commercial. Like, you should be the new narrator.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. And then it just owl goes crunch.
It cuts to black. When are they going to make a live action, like, kind of reimagining of the Tootsie Roll commercial? They're already doing a fucking emoji movie, and the character designs look god awful.
Yeah, so I mean, a live action like remake of the Tootsie Roll commercial, or not Tootsie Roll, Tootsie Pop, is not too far fetched. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Would they get just like a real owl, or
it would probably be a part of some big Hershey's, or no? I get, are Tootsie Rolls Hershey's?
No.
Are they Nestle, or are they just their own thing?
They might be their own thing.
Whatever, they'd be included in like some big candy movie where it's like it's all about candy. You know,
it's
we
the
had
the
Lego
Party
movie
by Seth Rogen, but yeah, it's just about candy.
Exactly. It's probably gonna take place in Halloween or some shit.
If this happens like 2 years from now, if they announce this movie,
it's gonna be the sequel to Sausage Party. It's gonna be during Halloween. It's gonna be about candy.
Dude, I would. Candy Carson, Ben Carson's wife.
Yeah, and for those who haven't seen Sausage Party, I highly recommend not seeing it.
And for those who haven't seen Ben Carson's wife, she is mwah, a piece of work. She's beautiful. Look up Candy Carson if you're curious. Or horny, either one.
That's the president's wife.
What President Ben Carson.
Yeah.
How would it be like if you know, we were this far in the election... And it was Hillary Clinton versus... No, what if it was Donald Trump versus Ben Carson at this point?
Two Republicans against each other. Even though, I don't think Donald Trump is that, like...
No.
He's not conservative, really.
He's not a Republican, for sure. Because all the Republicans are, like, backing out on him. And be like, no, Donald, sorry. You've gone a little crazy now. We don't want to support you.
Yeah. Oh, Donald. But, you know, it's just locker room talk,
just
dude.
Locker room talk, dude.
Just fucking locker room talk.
Just grab them by the pussies.
Just grab them by their pussies, dude.
Ryan.
What?
Come on. I know. Okay. All right. Turn the mics off for a second.
Yeah.
I know, dude. When we're not recording this podcast, you see a lot of girls on the street. And
no.
They're like, oh, my God, you're a YouTube person. And they just let you grab them by the pussy.
Yeah. All the time.
All the time, dude.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Yeah. I tried to fuck her. She was married, but...
Even the men come right up behind him, grab him by the pussy.
Oh, I love grabbing
you know,
the pussy.
With men, it's weird. When you're famous, they just let you do stuff to them like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you want to... All right, let's get back to the podcast. Okay. Anyway, guys. Yeah. Sorry, I just had a little locker room talk there.
On the same subject, did you hear Ben Carson, like, I've heard way worse in locker rooms.
Don't justify it.
And I'm just
Stop.
Like at that point, like, what is Ben Carson listening to just a bunch of guys in the locker room? Yeah, so I raped this girl the other, like, you'd have to be that much more blatant for it to be worse than, like, I mean, it's sexual assault what Donald Trump was talking about it, right?
I That's know. Like, just grab me, I just kiss them. They don't do anything.
I mean, it's sexual assault. The worst, the next one up is just pure, legitimate.
Yeah, I raped them, you know. Yeah, when you're big, you can just rape them.
Yeah, basically. I mean, that's when you're famous, you can just get away with it. And, like, you're joking about it, but that's actually true. When you're famous or you have more of a public eye on you, it seems like you can get away with a lot more.
I know, but
because that guy lost his job with Access Hollywood or whatever.
Yeah, Billy
Bob Thornton.
Yeah. I wish.
Can you tell that we actually care about the subjects?
Billy Bob Thornton's an asshole. But, what was his name? Billy, that's going to bother me now. Billy Bones? No, it's not Billy Bones. It's Billy Bones.
Billy Bones.
Just like a talk show host. I'm Billy Bones. No, but like Ben Carson, his justification of that, that's like Donald Trump like raped someone and he's like, well, I've heard of people, you know, raping worse. You know, come on. It's all right.
People are like, they're just words.
They're just words. Yeah, but words reflect actions. That's what I'm saying.
Do they?
Words reflect character.
Do they? Because we use a lot of bad words. Do they reflect our character? Are we actual?
See, Donald Trump
racist,
was not being comedic.
Sexist.
That's the thing.
If he was being funny,
he didn't know
it
was he was being recorded. Yeah. Hey, see,
that's what he should have said. It's not locker room talking. It was just a joke.
It was just a joke.
It was a joke.
Just like my whole campaign. Sorry, we're upsetting too many people right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Connor.
Yeah, and we're not. Oh, wait, Casey Neistat challenged all famous YouTubers. What does he think he's doing? Okay, first of all, he's telling these YouTubers to basically voice their opinions to people who can't vote, because the majority of people who are like kind of listening in and who would really take these words into like put them into action are those who are underage and can't vote.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, because I think a large portion, not singling anyone out, but I think the biggest majority of the YouTube audience is under 18.
Well, not even that. I'm talking about the part of the YouTube audience that actually listens and does.
Oh, like cares what the people say?
Yeah, that like 100% listens. Like, you know, like, I care about all of you. Oh, you know, that whole, you know, dynamic that goes on a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, it's mainly younger people that listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
And...
because you know, it's emotionally impactful. It gets them, you know, hooked in. It clues them in, you know. I mean, it's the same. I mean, kids shows do the same thing. Like, you think of Blue's Clues and stuff. It's like, hey, how are you? They talk
like,
to the
and,
kid.
And
they
it's,
talk.
Like, it's like, hey, you're important.
Yeah.
Because kid shows do that. Yeah. I could see how a lot of people can easily get attached to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess when you use that power and you're telling people, because I didn't watch the Casey Neistat video.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard about it.
Where it's very short. It's very short.
He's saying that he's voting for Hillary Clinton, and he's saying that all YouTubers should publicly say who they're voting for.
He has the right to express his opinion. I don't think that expressing the opinion against so many people that are, I don't know, some YouTubers, they can tell their fans to go jump off a fucking building and they'll do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think there's this weird kind of thing where you have a responsibility to, I don't know. When it comes to politics and you're preaching to younger people, you need to be careful.
Oh, well, look at you, Super Mega. You shouldn't be talking.
Yeah, we're just fucking assholes.
We don't know a lot about politics, guys. We're just goofing on a microphone. We're just Donald Trump is funny.
Hillary Clinton fly.
It sound like her last name sound like Clit. Yeah, but you know, like anything we say politically, completely our opinions. Take it with a grain of salt.
We're not going to tell
ignore
you.
Ignore them. Take them into however you want to take it. Don't worry about it. You know, it's just we speak our minds. We speak what we're thinking. Sometimes if it's political stuff, we'll say it. But, you know, we're never too serious. It's like it's not too big a deal if you disagree with what we say politically or we make fun of Donald Trump. If you like Donald Trump, no problem. Just, you know, it's just we're not here to try to put our political agendas or opinions to any of you guys. All right. So if you like Donald Trump, go for it. If you like Hillary Clinton, go for it. If you like neither one, go for it.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah. Just go for it, guys.
Go for
just
it.
Just do it. You know? Fuck it. Who cares?
That should be Donald Trump's just like, campaign slogan.
Just
go for it.
Just come on.
Come on.
That's what he did.
Pretty much. What do you got to lose?
I know. Yeah. What do you have to lose?
Black people, what do you have to lose? Vote for me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but
yeah, well, I mean, Hillary Clinton's got that hot sauce, so.
Oh, hot sauce. Yeah. Yeah.
But if there's one person politically I like, it's Alex Jones from InfoWars.
He was crying. Someone shared a video of him. Can I play it a little?
Yeah, go ahead and play it.
I need the phone. You have to get my phone. Is my phone? Yeah, here it is. Hold on.
Real quick, let me preface this. InfoWars is a website where it's just a bunch of conspiracy theory stuff, and it's run by this guy called Alex Jones, and he's like very, very crazy, and he's very radical, and he kind of had a meltdown on air about the presidential election, and we'll play it for you guys.
Okay, here it is.
God, the people are so evil. Why can't America wake up and beat them? Donald Trump's not perfect, but he doesn't want to hurt you and your family. Hillary and Obama want to make you poor and pathetic. We have all their white papers. They hate you. They hate prosperity. They hate God. They hate children. And goddamn them now. We're going to find the lever to beat these people, and they're going to be beaten. Look at her shark face. Have to look at her with that demon face. That's a freaking demon. We're going to have President Linda Blair, people. And I'm not gonna go along with it.
I mean, I love Alex Jones. What such entertainment!
My favorite.
I never knew he was that crazy.
No,
I didn't know he was
insane.
That crazy.
And it's funny because my favorite comedian, or one of my favorite comedians, Eric Andre, went to the RNC, and Alex Jones thought he was Trevor Noah from The Daily Show, and brought him up on stage. And he was like, he like brought him up to like talk to him on stage in front of this huge crowd of like these radical like Alex Jones InfoWar Trump supporters. And Eric Andre was just like, Alex Jones asked Eric Andre like a question about The Daily Show. And he's like, hey, will you fuck my wife? Here's my hotel key. I need you to cuck my wife. And he's just like, And then, like, the cameraman, like, sticks the boom pole towards the stage, and, like, someone with, like, a Trump flag is, like, fighting it like a sword fight, like, trying to knock it out of the way.
They put in sword sound effects
I know,
and everything.
It's so funny. It's great.
Well, I think the best person on that show is Hannibal Buress.
Oh, Hannibal Buress is so funny. I love that.
I liked when he got to,
Yeah, that episode when he hosted the Eric Andre show. And it's, and, like, the intro, where it's, like, the Eric Andre show! It's, like, the Hannibal Buress show!
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, what
such
a great
good
show!
Comedians.
I haven't seen the new season yet. I'm slipping on that. I gotta go see that. I've seen a lot of clips from it, and I heard a rumor that I guess is true because I've not seen it. But apparently, Eric Andre like didn't shower the whole time they were filming the new season. Like he would let himself get as gross as possible and smell as bad as he could. So when he would have guests on, the reactions would be like more. Just like weird, and just
really?
Like real, because he would always go up and like hug people, and he like I read something I don't remember how true it was, but he was just like, and you can see it when you look at the ads and the clips and shit. Mm-hmm. He's gross, like he looks disgusting. He looks greasy.
Oh, Matt, look, a Segway.
Oh, Segway, let's get on it. Ryan, what do you think? What do you think about what if I told you some interesting things about some moons of our solar system?
Are you gonna talk to me about Titan? and how it has oceans.
I could. I was watching some documentaries about moons of our solar system recently. And I can tell you there's some interesting stuff there. That's for sure.
We have a boring moon.
We do. Compared to like all the other moons, we have such a fucking boring moon. It's just a big gray rock. It's just like...
It's an oversized meteor.
I know. There's just nothing on it. It's just a big boring...
it's just a big rock.
It's just a big like grayish white rock that just sits in the sky. That's it. It just goes in circles. While other planets like Jupiter, they have like a trillion moons. Jupiter has a moon that has an atmosphere and like oceans and shit. Like, how cool is that? We don't have any of that. What if our moon had oceans and an atmosphere? That'd be so cool.
It would be like a little mini planet.
Yeah, the moon is like a mini planet, except it's just nothing. It's like a big, like, dump. Why don't we just send all of our trash to the moon? You know, we have all this trash on Earth. Why can't we just send it into space? Just throw it into space. Not coming back.
I don't know why we don't send it.
You know, it's like,
space.
Oh, well, it could.
Probably because space launches cost a shit ton of money.
That would probably be it. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
And imagine how much trash there would be. How do you get all
Yeah,
that?
Because the amount they'd Even send into space would be it. Like a trillionth of the problem. So they should just make like a little portal that is on the moon and then in Earth. And they just get a bunch of guys to shovel trash into that portal and it spews it out on the moon.
Sounds like a VR game.
Oh, someone's going to take that idea. That's our idea.
No!
That sounds
not
fun
our
now.
Game.
There's like a little portal and you got to shovel trash into it and it goes into the, like, out on the moon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wait, in Futurama, isn't the moon like a big trash dump? I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because they go to the moon in Futurama and, like, they find, like, a Bart Simpson doll and shit and it's like a big just trash dump on the moon.
It's all the moon's good for at this point.
Yeah, what is the moon good for? We should nuke it. Just nuke it. Get it out of the sky. It's ugly. It's gross.
Well, we need it, though.
Oh, we don't, Ryan.
No, we don't.
Come on, dude. You say some pretty goofy stuff, but that one takes the cake.
We need the moon?
Ryan, it's just a big dumb rock in the sky.
Just a big old dumb rock.
What does it
rock.
Do for us? Just sits there and stares at us.
Speaking of big old dumb rocks, Jumanji is
it's good.
Jumanji is a new movie coming out starring Dwayne Johnson,
oof,
Kevin Hart,
oof,
and Jack Black.
You know, it's
but old Jack Black, like Goosebumps Jack Black.
Jack Budaku. So, okay, I have it. Is there a trailer out for this Jumanji movie yet?
No, just pictures.
Okay.
And they're all dressed up, and of course, The Rock's got super tight clothes. Kevin Hart looks like a little, he's small, that's the funny bit. And then Jack Black, I don't know. Jack Black just looks just like funny. He did in King Kong.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm gonna be honest, dude, I don't like Kevin Hart that much. Well, I don't dislike him, I never found him that funny.
I think I have to respect where he's come as a comedian, because he has come a long way. Like, he sells shows out like
oh,
crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. He has that movie coming out like this week, I think, called
yeah.
What Now or something.
So he's done something really big, and like, congrats to him. And I think, I'd like to say, I can't remember when.
He has some funny jokes, I think, for sure. I've just never been drawn to him that much as a comedian.
Yeah. I'm not drawn to too many people. Like, there has to be someone special.
Same. I really like, you know.
Some of your favorite comedians. Mine, for example, George Carlin, Bo Burnham,
mm-hmm.
Louis C.K.
I love Louis. I like Eric Andre. I like Nathan Fielder, who I don't think actually does stand-up. Well, he does. He's done it before. But when it comes to stand-up comedians, I really like Eric Andre. Dude, love me some Dane Cook, some Daniel Tosh. Just kidding.
I actually saw Tosh live.
Did you? Really?
Yeah.
I had tickets to see him live when I was younger, but my mom didn't tell me. She got, like, free tickets. She didn't tell me. She didn't want me to see him.
He told a 9/11 joke.
What?
It was a big surprise. I was like, what?
Daniel Tosh told a 9/11 joke?
I was like, what?
Daniel Tosh. He was, like, the pioneer of, like, modern offensive comedy, kind of, I guess.
Him and, Jeselnik?
Yeah.
Anthony Jeselnik.
I never watched too much of him. But I remember he had a show on Comedy Central for a while. Is that still a show? The Jeselnik Offensive?
I don't think so. He had a special on Netflix. I think offensive, like super offensive comedians like that, I like watching them because I just like to see them just press the boundaries. I like to see how far they can get.
Yeah, and then if I ever feel bad about anything I've ever said on a podcast or an episode of our show, I'm just like, oh, at least I didn't say that.
Yeah.
feel better, yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yeah, how's Pikmin 2 going for you, by
Dude,
the way?
Pikmin 2 is fantastic. I've been playing it every night in my room on my little GameCube and my little TV I got off eBay. It is such a good game. I love it, and I can't wait to play it on the channel. Because now I'll, like, I'm playing it right now, so when we play it probably in early 2017 on our channel, I'll know what to do. And I won't be like, because see, the thing is, like, I knew what to do in Pikmin, but it had been so long that I only loosely knew what to do. Mm-hmm. This one, I'm hoping to fully know what to do. And it's actually, the game's a lot bigger than I thought it was. So it'll probably be around the same length as Pikmin.
It's kind of like meeting Anne in person for the first time.
What?
A lot bigger than I thought.
Sorry, I was swallowing loudly, so I didn't hear what you
your
said.
Your mom's fat. That's the joke.
Ryan.
I was saying your mom was fat.
I have had it with these jokes.
On these planes.
Ah, fuck. I slapped my hand on that book and it hurt very bad.
So whoever sent us the book, go ahead and send your complaints over to Matt. He doesn't care about the...
Zenobia?
Yeah.
Her name was Zenobia.
Yeah.
Her name is Zenobia! It's actually a really cool name. It sounds like xenophobia, just with like some syllables cut out. There you go,
like,
Zenobia.
Like someone's scared of aliens?
Xenophobia? You know what xenophobia is?
No.
It's the fear of foreign things. It's the fear of, you know, other cultures and other people.
Okay.
So that's why people...
Xenomorphs are in...
They're in a lot of things. They're in Space Station 13, too. Very fun game. What are they originally from, though?
I think it's Alien. I think those are Xenomorphs.
Xeno means... Xeno's like the stem for, like, different, like, far away, other, I don't know, something foreign. And then, you know, phobia, fear. Morph. Change in shape. It's like an alien that's, like, from far away and... Do xenomorphs, like, change shape?
In the movies?
Or just in whatever they're from? Do they, like, shapeshift?
No.
Fuck!
They're more into just... They're like cats that can spray acid on you. Yeah. Or they're like cats with blood acid. That's how I always pictured them. They're just, like, they're little ferocious little assholes. Like, if they were smaller... No, you couldn't even keep them as a pet. They're still assholes.
Well, they spray acid no matter how big, so it's just like, oh, no, it's fine. He's a tiny little one.
Has Banana sprayed at all?
No, he was, luckily, he was fixed at a young age, so he does not spray.
That's good. I had a cat spray me once.
Oh, yeah,
gross.
I had a cat
smells
growing
weird.
Up. It smells fucking awful.
Doesn't smell like pee-pee.
No, it's like a cheesy, disgusting smell.
Yeah.
It's like, if they're not fixed before, like, a certain time, then they do that, I think. And if they're not fixed at all, they do that. But luckily, he was fixed when he was a tiny little kitten, so he doesn't spray, which is the worst. Because I don't know if I've told this story before, but I had a cat that sprayed. When I was in middle school, I dropped my phone, my cell phone, or I was in, like, 8th or 9th grade. I dropped my cell phone, my razor, actually, underneath our kitchen stove, and I bent over to pick it up. My cat just sprayed my hair in my face.
Ew.
And it was fucking disgusting.
Did you throw up?
No, I didn't notice for a second. And all of a sudden I was like, oh God, what the fuck? Because like you can't feel it because it's so fine of a mist.
Yeah.
But you smell it. And then all of a sudden I was like, no, no, no. It's just a little asshole. All right, he's dead now. R.I.P. Sully. I love you. But speaking of cats.
Who's dead?
My cat Sully.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the pilot, dude.
No. R.I.P. Sully died this week. Crashed a plane again into the Hudson. What a strange coincidence. Yeah, but my cat, you know, he's been scratching me a lot. So I got these little, like, nail caps. They're like little red rubber. They look like cat claws, but they're made out of rubber and red.
I already feel like you're going to get a lot of comments that are just going to be like, oh, boo-hoo.
Why?
That's animal abuse.
No, it's not. So these little rubber caps.
I'm not saying it is. I can just, you know how you can always guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, that's edible. No, because I don't want to declaw my cat. So I got these little like rubber caps that you put glue, like you put like a little glue in there that comes with it. and you stick them on their nails. So now he's got these little caps on his nails so he can't scratch anything. He, and it's funny because he looks like he has like red painted, like it looks like he got a mani-pedi.
Yeah.
So now he's got these like beautiful little cherry red nails. He hated them at first. He was trying to chew them off, but now he's comfortable with them now. He doesn't care.
Well, what is it? It would just be a mani. I guess, yeah.
No, I because didn't put them on his back feet. So it would just be a mani then.
Or a pedi because cats don't have hands.
Do you see, like when you look at Lego or Banana, do you see like his front paws is his hands and his back is his feet? Like, do you see it like that?
I definitely... Well, yeah, because, like...
Well, they are legs. They're different. His back legs are different from his front legs.
Yes, they're very different. His back legs are, like, rabbit legs. And then his front legs are just big, floppy fucking things that'll
tentacles.
Just... Yeah.
It's just weird how your dog has tentacles. It's the weirdest shit.
I've always loved how, like, I can look at a pet, and it's almost like when someone else walks into a room, like, they have their own personality and shit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how hungry I am.
I'm hungry, too.
Because I'm hungry. I'm out of energy. I'm trying to... My stomach hurts right now.
Dude, my stomach's been gurgling this whole podcast.
Oh, my God.
I'm hungry myself.
What do you feel like? What type of food are you feeling like eating?
I'll tell you this. As soon as this podcast is done... Because we're actually recording this one in the morning... Well, no, now it's... What time is it? Now it's... Never mind. It's 12:24 p.m. on a Wednesday.
My stomach really hurts. I'm so hungry.
Do you want me to rub it? You need...
I'm trying to let out all the gas I can,
God,
too.
Ryan, it's gross. What do you want to order? We get out of here. We're gonna finish recording this podcast, probably about 10, 15 minutes, and then we're going to go, you know, what are we going to do? What are we going to order? You know, we can get Italian food, we can get Thai food, we can get burgers. I don't know, dude.
I'm up for anything as long as it's food.
Anything as long as it's food? Well, yeah. There's that century egg out there. That's food.
It's not a century egg. Isn't that a chocolate egg?
That is not chocolate.
I don't know what it is.
That's a century egg.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Do you want to steal it and use it for the soup?
No.
There are no rules
for
the soup.
No, there are no rules.
Let me tell you something, Matt. I'm going to go on a field trip this weekend. I'm going to get the best fucking ingredients for that goddamn soup. Look at you. You're so just...
Hey. Well, just remember, everything you put in it, I can do the same for if we ever do another thing like this in the future.
Of course.
You're unfortunate.
Of course.
All right. Yeah. Keep that in mind.
I am keeping it in mind.
Because whatever you do, I will do my best to one-up it.
You can try to one-up it.
Oh, I will one-up it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to go with, yeah, I want to make it gross, but I want to make the soup like its own character. I want it to look like something out of, you know, when SpongeBob gets into like hyper-realistic mode and they look at something?
Like the Krabby Patty that's all moldy and stuff.
Yeah, I want it to look like that. I want it to look like a fucking character. Or like something from the Fairly Odd Parents where it's like, eat your soup, Timmy. And then like a fucking monster comes out of it and shit.
Oh, man. If only I had Wando and Cosmo. Wando. And Cosmo.
Wando
and Cosmo here right now to make this soup vanish and not have me in this situation. See, I wouldn't have had to drink the soup because I beat Pikmin, but... Unfortunately, we did that little bet at the end, and I lost. So.
We did.
I mean, I get. I mean, I took that risk. So
I don't know why you did. Why did you take the risk? Because it was fun.
It was exciting, and I didn't.
Is it exciting now?
No, it's not exciting now. It's dreadful now.
Because you're afraid of vomit. Of course, everyone knows that by now. My goal is to get you to vomit. That is my goal.
That's a very mean goal.
No, because. If you take a bite of that soup and you swallow it, then I've lost. I haven't made a... Then I didn't make a soup worthy of, you know, the video. You made a burger worthy of the video. I spit that shit out.
Do you think... would you be interested in setting up a reward system, Ryan, for every bite I take? I work towards a goal?
Think about this, Matt. If we set up an reward system, then I'm going to make it physically impossible for your body to keep that shit down.
What kind of rewards would there be?
If you finish the whole bowl, you get $1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
You're putting that on the line right now?
Yeah.
I finish the bowl, you're giving me $1,000.
I'll pay you in small increments, and that'll add up to $1,000 over time.
Okay.
It may take a bit, but...
All right. Sounds good to me.
Now I'm going to have... Now, be careful, because once you make that bet... That means I'm going to try everything
I know, because
in my power.
Neither of us have a lot of money at all, so that's going to... That would take a very, very big bite out of your wallet.
Yeah,
I mean, pay me $1,000 for eating soup. Like, we probably wouldn't pay rent that month. So, if that's the case, I know that you're going to make that soup as grotesque and disgusting. Wait, can we set up some sort of rule where you're not putting shit like, you know, like, you're not putting like pubes and shit in it?
No, it has to be food.
Okay. All right. Making sure you're not going down the alleyway and picking up some like wet toilet paper or some shit and like throwing it in.
No.
It can be edible. It can be like fully.
The soup is 100% going to be technically edible.
Technically could be served in a restaurant.
It could be.
Like the health inspector could say, that's gross as fuck, but I can't fault you and you can still get an A for serving this soup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not breaking any severe health codes. Here's the thing, Ryan.
Uh-huh. All I know is if I put one century egg in that, you're not getting anything down.
Like if you blended a century egg?
Yeah.
Hey, well, I have friends that eat those things, like, legitimately. So I just got to get in. I got to get in their mindset. It's just a cultural food. I'm not xenophobic. See, I'm bringing back vocabulary words from earlier in the podcast.
All I can say is it's going to be biblical.
Biblical?
Yeah.
We got to get the set up.
That's a quote from a trailer of a movie that I always liked. It's going to be biblical. It was
the Bible movie?
No, it's the guy who did 300. What's his name?
The guy who did 300?
He was the main guy.
Oh, yeah. He also directed Meet the Spartans.
No. But it's from the movie. It has Jamie Foxx in it. It's about this guy whose like family was killed in front of him.
Oh, the Book of Eli?
No. And Jamie Foxx, not Denzel Washington.
Oh, sorry.
You're getting your black actors mixed up. You fucking racist.
Ryan,
you cracker. Anyways, it's a movie about I'll find it real quick. Law Abiding Citizen is the movie, and Gerard Butler and Jamie Foxx, and Gerard Butler in the movie is like, it's gonna be biblical because he's taking on the justice system.
Oh shit, dude!
But he's like,
dude. We should take on the justice system. What do we got to lose?
Our lives.
Like, why not, dude? Let's just fucking take it on.
I am enjoying Mafia 3, by the way.
Is Mafia... Mafia. You play as a moth. Is Mafia 3 fun?
I just like it because it's fun to shoot. It's fun to shoot people in video games.
That's not all right, dude.
Sorry, it's true. It's fun to shoot people in video games. It's entertaining.
And you're going to do it in real life now because video games directly cause violence?
I didn't say that.
Well, it's true. Statistics will show. The stats will show.
The stats will show I love how usually the stats show the exact opposite, like how video games work as stress relievers, thus reducing the chances of someone going out and committing crimes.
Correlation does not equal causation. I'll say that for you.
Then why does the other side try to? That's only used when it doesn't work for the other side. Because in every argument almost use kind of correlation leads to causation.
No, I'm saying like,
I know. I'm just saying like either side will kind of use that to their benefit, but they'll call it out if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
If it's like, oh shit.
I'm just saying the correlation of video games and violence, you know, say, let's say a dude shoots somewhere up and he played violent video games.
Maybe he's just
causation.
A violent person.
And that's why he played violent video games.
I mean,
Mr. Rogers had a great...
What a mystery that is. A violent person playing... What were you about to say, young man?
I was going to say, Mr. Rogers had a great quote about violent video games.
Really?
He was like... It's from an old book he wrote or something. He's like, it's silly to think that video games cause violence just as you don't see... Fuck, what was it? I don't remember, but it was funny. Climb on my back.
Okay.
Because I'm getting on a Segway.
Okay.
Just gotta...
I'm on your back. I'm surprised you can hold me up.
Yeah, me too. Ryan, my back just broke.
Oh, shit.
I've broken 3 vertebrae. I want to fucking play Oregon Trail.
We're going to play it for our Halloween week. Because we're having a Halloween week.
No, I mean, like, I want to play, like the real Oregon Trail. Like, I want to get a wagon, a covered wagon. And I want to go down the Oregon Trail.
I don't think you can do that now.
What? What do you mean?
I don't think you can take a wagon, a horse-drawn, or sorry, oxen-drawn little wagon down the Oregon Trail. I don't think it's a thing you can really do anymore. Because you have to get
on... Oh, you want
to
bet?
You have to get on main roads.
You want
to
fucking bet?
Yeah.
All right. Just get up right now. I'm gone the rest of the day. Call you later tonight from wherever the hell the Oregon Trail leads. Like, is the Oregon Trail, like, still, like, a heritage thing? Like, a heritage site? Or is it like just all paved as roads now and there's towns in the way and shit like that?
I would imagine there are towns in the way and everything's covered up because it wasn't, I mean, the Oregon Trail was used for expansion.
I don't think it was like a literal trail. I think it was just the general direction people took, right? Was it actually like a physical trail?
I don't know. I never played the game when I was younger.
Oh, it's so
I didn't really learn too much about the Oregon Trail. I don't remember there being a lesson on it, if I'm being honest.
I remember learning about it in elementary school, but I, of course, don't remember anything I learned in elementary school. I don't remember a lot of things I learned in school in general, so.
They taught us French for 5 years in elementary school, and I don't remember a fucking thing, you know, except for, like, Rose. What is it? Wee-wee. No.
Does wee-wee mean yes?
It means yes, yes.
Wee wee. Wee wee. It's funny.
Wee wee wee.
Yeah. I'm honestly surprised people are still saying yes, yes, yes and daddy likes, considering we have not said that in what, 4 or 5 months? I don't know how long it's been.
Just kind of got old.
Yeah. We just like, you know, we don't hate it. It's just like we said it in so many videos in the beginning. We're like, we don't want to run it into the ground because it was getting run into the ground.
I kind of find like, when I hear myself say it in past videos, I'm like, don't do it. Stop
yeah,
that.
Well, I think it's more of just because it ended up being said so much. It's like, you don't want to hear it anymore. It's not funny. It's not, you know, it gets old. It's a stale, it's a stank meme.
Yeah, because there's that line where, like, you say something sarcastically or you do something sarcastically, but then you start saying it too much, and you say it too much to where it becomes a catchphrase
and then
it becomes popularized.
And then no one knows that it was originally ironic or anything. I mean, it's like, well, there
isn't
you go.
It ironic? I-R-O-N-I-C.
Sorry, I was checking that spelling.
Yeah, what did you find out?
Nothing. Because, you know, for some reason, it just sounded so off to me. I was like, I-R-O. Oh, no, it's right.
Yeah.
They should do a spelling bee where you got to fucking sing the words. It's like, sing gargantuum.
They
go.
Probably have that in North Korea.
Sing gargantuum, dude.
I don't know.
Go.
I don't know.
You got to spell it and sing it.
Gargantuum.
Perfect. Yeah. How do you spell gargantuum? Gargan. It's really hard to, like, I can spell things at a keyboard.
I've only caught one gar in my life.
Is that a fish?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I should know that from Animal Crossing.
It's the fish with the big fucking spear for a face.
Oh, yeah, dude. I caught those in Animal Crossing.
They're in Lake Murray, I think.
There's also a fish called a dab.
I don't like gars. They're scary.
Gars are terrifying, yeah.
They're weird looking.
I have caught a gar in real life now that I think about it. My dad took me fishing. South Carolina has some really beautiful, like, lakes. Like, there's Lake Chocassee and...
Sorry, what? I was just remembering what I used to do. I went up this, like, when we went fishing, you know, there'd be little spots. There was this one time specifically we went up to this cabin, and there's this lake. And so I just started fishing from this dock area, except all the crappy, you know, the fish.
Oh, yeah, we caught those
are all around the
video.
Thing. So all I would have to do is dip the hook and bait in it, and then a fish would just bite it.
Instantly?
Instantly. And then I just pick it up, take it off, throw it back, and then dip it in again. And then the fish would keep coming and just biting on the hook.
Do you think you got the same one twice?
Probably. It was just
stupid
a big group. They
fish.
Never got scared. It's not like I yanked on them. It's like they bit it, and then I just went, tugged it just so it would, like, pierce their cheek.
I want to get a fish.
And then I just started lifting it up, and then I take it off, put it back, and then I just dip it in again, just whoop.
We should get a goldfish in a tank and
fish
get a fishing
so
line.
Stupid.
I know. We should get a goldfish in a tank. Get a fishing line, and then every day just fish for it until we catch it and just drop it back in the tank.
God.
How evil. That thing would die so fast. We should get a fish, and we had an idea, which we might do, which I'm not opposed to doing, but we kind of wanted to get a fish.
Yeah.
And then
want a nice little aquarium.
Yeah, but then maybe make a poll and let you guys name it, which could end tragically, so we might not do that, but if you guys want that, then... We'll do it. Also, I guess, wrapping up the podcast, so a few little announcements. As Ryan stated earlier, the week of Halloween, we're going to be doing like a little themed Halloween week where we're going to have some Halloween videos out for you. We have more live action stuff in the works. I know it's been pretty much just Flatline series recently.
But Ryan's soup is coming soon.
Ryan's soup is coming.
Ryan's homemade soup, to be exact.
Ryan's chunky, meaty, homemade, hearty, delicious fucking soup.
You don't know there's meat in it. It could be a vegan soup.
Are you going to go buy, like, oysters? Please don't go buy oysters at the store and put them in it. Anyway,
Matt, I'm going to go to several stores.
Don't go to some weird like Armenian store and get ingredients.
Yeah, sure. No, of course not.
Yeah, but we got a little Halloween week coming up. We got Spooky Mega. We got what else? I'm going to be out of town for a week later this month.
You are, so we got to pre-record. I have to pee really bad.
Well, Ryan, will you give me a second, please?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. God, shit, there were more announcements. We got more vlogs.
Who cares about the announcements?
Well, they want to hear.
This is like at the end of the school day, the announcements. Everybody's like, yeah, we get it, announcements. Let's just end it already so we can get back to our normal lives.
I remember the woman at my high school every day. Every single day at the same time, I go, please listen to the afternoon announcements. Same voice every day. And like as soon as the bell would ring, my friends and I would like say it exactly like that. And then she would like repeat it after us.
At my high school, they finally started doing the like end of day announcement stuff like after the bell rang. So like,
oh, yeah,
it was just easier.
It's like optional to listen to.
Yeah. But then it was hard. Like if it was, they were actually saying your name, because
yeah, you can't hear
so much noise.
It's like, please. Your mom is here to pick you up, Matthew Watson. I mean, you don't hear that. I mean, you get on the bus and your mom's crying in the front office because your father just died. Anyway, guys, you know, podcast on YouTube Thursday, on iTunes Saturday most of the time. Sometimes Connor is a slacking piece of shit and forgets to put it on iTunes on time. And if that happens, go tweet at him and verbally abuse him and berate him, please. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Super Mega Cast. We'll be back next week. I'm not opposed to, you know, coming up with some topics ahead of time sometimes in the podcast. You down for this?
No. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.